Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Welcome to this Off the Cuff podcast. I'm your host, Chris Martinson. It is Wednesday, September 6th. We've got a big, dangerous hurricane barreling towards the United States, the remnants of cleanup of Harvey still underway. We're trying to figure all that out. Of course, the Federal Reserve's got some very exciting news coming out to talk with us about all this today. Super excited to have back with us Axel Merk. Axel, welcome back to the program.
Great to be with you again.
Well, let's start with the Fed news. Surprise announcement today. Fisher says he's stepping down. Sounds personal. What are you reading into that right now?
Look, I would have thought that Fisher would have resigned long ago. So this is not too surprising to me. Now, simply because he didn't agree with Yellen's policy. Let's take a step back here first and think about what is the role of the vice chair. The vice chair has just about no authority. When the chair is not available, the vice chair doesn't take over. It's the New York Fed president that takes over. And so the vice chair's role is ceremonial. What that means is the vice chair's role is to lend credibility to the Fed and to say yes to whatever the chair says. Now, go forward. And by the way, the official's term would have run out next summer.
Okay.
And so now Yellen's term is running out in January. So if Fisher had stayed on, he would have de facto endorsed the next Fed chair. And so with Fisher stepping down now, it's clear to me that Yellen is not going to get the job again. That was pretty clear to me as well before, but now it's pretty much a done deal, I would think. And B, that Fisher is in no mood to support whoever is next because he doesn't want to lend his credibility to the successor to Yellen. So that's really the market relevant news. Other than that, the vice chair role is ceremonial and we couldn't care less probably.
Okay. All right. Well, let's turn then to the markets themselves. I was a little shocked. You know, we had Monday of last week and Hurricane Harvey was all over the news. Obviously, it was much worse than anybody anticipated. We had North Korea fire a missile over Japan just before then on the 28th. And so then the market opens on the 30th and it's down at 15 S&P points. And the very first two things that happened in the first 2 minutes are two bright green candles. Six out of the eight VIX entities that I track, according to Hunsader, were all just sold furiously so that VIX was driven down. Cash market driven up, all of that stuff. How do you, and now we were up at 1.60 points from that low on Monday morning up through to the end of that week, which was a really kind of a toxic week for news, what with Russia, China, North Korea, Harvey, now Irma, all of that stuff. How do you interpret the markets going up with all of that news? Is this just super late stage bubble craziness? Is somebody with air quotes stepping in and supporting this thing? Are traders and bots this divorced from the news at this point, or does the news actually not matter at this stage?
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.